Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So this week, a new movie came out in theaters.
Oh my goodness, what?
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 Yeah, we went and saw Black Widow.
Yeah, it was the first new release movie we have seen in theaters since...
In a long, long time.
Before times.
So in honor of that, we're going to talk about some badass Disney women today.
Heck yeah, we are. Yeah. Yeah. So what's your current nerd thing this week, Brandon?
Well, so as part of our little adventure out to watch Black Widow, we also stopped in at a bar. But it was like a special bar because it was also an arcade. A barcade, if you will.
Clever name.
Yeah. And like we hadn't been out to a bar again in many months. Yeah, so it was kind of different being in a crowd of people.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was definitely took some getting used to, but it was nice too. Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed almost normal.
Almost normal.
It was weird.
It was weird.
Yeah. For me, my nerd thing this week is, in addition to watching Black Widow and going to the barcade and everything, I am in a 48-hour writing contest right now.
That's not many hours.
No, it's not. But it's a flash fiction contest.
Wait, you're writing right now?
Well, I'm taking a pause from writing.
Oh, okay.
Writing right now. And it's this contest, and they assign you, like, it's a random genre and a random location and a random object you have to include.
That sounds very difficult.
Yeah, some of them are easier than others. I'm not in love with the genre I was given, but I've gotten harder ones too, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's fun. I haven't done one of these in a while, so
yeah.
I'm having fun with it.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like it. And the other question we talk about is, Brandon, what are you currently drinking?
Well, it was another hot and steamy day here today, and I'm a little tired from being at aforementioned bar. Getting old.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't do those late nights anymore. So I'm drinking a nice chilled iced coffee that I prepared myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I made yours as well. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, hopefully I perk up. I don't know, my voice might sound a little weird from the bar
you
as well.
You sound all
right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you sound all right.
It feels a little weird.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
And then the other thing we talk about, top of show, is spoiler-free gut reaction. We're getting down to the wire here. Loki, fifth episode. Brandon, what did you think?
Cool. The special effects in Loki might have been better than some of them in Black Widow, actually. Like they're
oh
on,
my goodness.
Well, some of
they're just really good special
effects. Really good special effects in Loki, and there's some bad ones in Black Widow. But
I didn't have a problem with them. I was so enthralled with being there that the special effects didn't bug me.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's good, and it's big and boisterous, and there's a lot of going on, and there's only one episode left.
And we don't even get to watch it right away.
No, that's true, because we're going on holiday.
Yeah, we're going to go camping.
Mm-hmm.
And not watch Loki while we're camping, because that's not camping.
Well, yeah, and we're not going to have service anyway, so we couldn't even if we really wanted
exactly.
to.
Exactly, but on the plus side, we get to avoid spoilers really easily.
Yeah.
And we'll watch it as soon as we get home.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. All right, so that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so a smattering of news this week.
A smattering.
So you know that, hey, we just watched a new Jungle Cruise trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Again, there's some rough rough special effects. It looks very first Pirates movie level special effects.
Yeah, but I like that. I don't care.
Anyway, it's rough. Hopefully the movie is actually fun and then it doesn't matter.
If it really, and I don't know, I feel like it's going to. If it really embraces the cheesiness of it, then rough special effects are kind of part of that.
The Rock is good at embracing the cheese,
and
he seems to be working pretty well with Emily Blunt, so.
She is good at that kind of stuff, too. Like, she's just good all around.
Yeah.
So,
I'm hopeful, cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I'm hopeful, too. Mm. But, anyway, you know how they're updating the Jungle Cruise? It officially is reopening on July 16th. And they have done some soft reopening in Disneyland now. So there have been a little bit of sneak peeks going on. Apparently, they're not quite done all the changes they want to do before the 16th. But, you know, some guests have gotten a little sneak peek.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess the skippers have to practice their witty repartee.
Exactly.
All so, their very clever, very high-level jokes.
I think so.
Yeah.
I love Jungle Cruise jokes,
okay? Yeah, they are funny, but...
Yes.
Maybe not the peak of comedy.
Maybe. Says you. And also, like... experts in comedy. But, you know, other than that, there's also a new themed photo op for Luca in Pixar Pier at DCA, and it has my favorite part of Luca in it. It has the cat.
Oh.
Yes.
Machiavelli.
Which is a fantastic cat name, by the way.
It is. That is
you
a great
pose
cat name.
With Machiavelli if you happen to be at DCA right now.
Cool. I want to do that.
Yeah, me too. They won't be there by the time
I know.
And then the big news... Oogie Boogie Bash, it's going to be back.
That is big news.
Yeah, and so they had announced, first of all, that Haunted Mansion would be down for a couple weeks, and everyone started speculating, does this mean we're going to get Haunted Mansion Holiday? And if we get Haunted Mansion Holiday, what else are we getting? And it turns out, almost everything is the answer to that question.
Yeah, so the government is saying things are basically back to normal, so Disney's like, okay.
Yeah.
And... something like Oogie Boogie Bash is an extra ticketed event,
yep.
So they are going to make more money, which they desperately need after being closed for a year. So, yeah, no, it all makes sense to me.
Yep, so tickets for this go on sale on July 13th. Do you want to hear the rundown, kind of, for the event? All right. Like you said, it's an after-hours separate ticketed event, right? Starting September 9th, it's going to run for 25 select nights. It includes your entrance to DCA for 3 hours before the event begins, so you can sneak in and get a few rides in before the actual event. There are treat trails through DCA, basically trick-or-treating for both kids and adults. So the other one was Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween, and that one's really geared towards, like, little kids. This one's more, like, all ages, older kids into adulthood. It says, characters, there will be some familiar and some new. I don't know who would be familiar or who would be new, but that's interesting, I thought.
Yeah.
Who would be a new character that would be showing up? Maybe just a new version of Cruella or something?
Yeah, maybe. Or just, like, some obscure characters from movies that...
you don't really see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This one... I always think would be the best thing to see. The Frightfully Fun Parade, because the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow leads it, which is just awesome. Of course, Disney character and villains are highlighted, and there are character sightings. I thought this was interesting. Officially, it says that the characters will be ready for photos and waves, so it specifically is not using, like, the phrase meet and greet.
Yeah.
So, which makes sense. I mean, they don't know if they're going to be up close and personal meet and greets or not. They might be trying to avoid that as much as possible. You get a lot more people through if you're not gathered around.
That's true. Yeah, you don't have to pause for your picture. You can just have a selfie as you walk by, kind of thing.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting anyway,
Knows what it's going to be. Like,
exactly.
The situation in September is in flux as well. So,
exactly. Yeah. So I found it interesting that they are specifically wording it that way. And this one looks really cool. I've seen the video of this from 2019, and it's Redwood Creek Challenge Becomes Villains Grove, and that's the one that with all the special effects and the lighting and the smoke and lots of ambiance.
It looks
super cool.
It looks amazing.
And it's all themed to, like, different villains, and it just looks so good. And then there's going to be Halloween magic on the facade of Carthay Circle, basically light show. An unlimited photo pass for the event. The only thing noticeably missing here, there was a World of Color version that was done for Halloween.
Right.
And that's noticeably absent from the list. Like you said, it might be added. It might not.
Well, World of Color's down for refurb, so that's probably why.
Right. They're probably don't know when that's going to be back and stuff like that anyway. So anyway, I thought this was super interesting. It sounds like the full meal deal here. The other thing I was wondering about, I knew that there weren't very many Oogie Boogie Bash. There was only one before. It started in 2019.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I knew it was kind of new, but I thought it was like a couple years old or something like that. So this is only officially the second one. So obviously didn't get it in 2020. So interesting.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so that sounds kind of cool. I would love to go to this.
Yeah, no, it sounds really cool. It's not at a great time for... for your job and things, but
yeah.
otherwise, yes, no, that'd be cool.
One day.
I do like Halloween quite a bit.
Yes, I do too. And I like more every year, I think, mm-hmm. as I'm an adult.
And it would be fun to be able to wear a costume into Disney as well.
Absolutely. Don't get me wrong, I'm all like, yay, Disney bounding and everything, but it would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I think that takes us to the main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh. Ah.
Disney A grab bag. All right, so before we get into this, I was just wondering spoiler free, but your initial reaction having watched Black Widow, because that is kind of the prompt for us talking about this tonight, so.
Yeah, okay. I liked the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to see a big budget
movie
on the big screen again.
Mm-hmm.
I did think it suffered from a little bit of stakes problems because,
right.
Of course, it's a prequel of mm-hmm. sorts, and we know what happens afterwards. So there was that issue. I liked it. The plot was pretty good, and all the supporting characters, like her family and mm-hmm. stuff, did well. David Harbour is a national treasure.
Isn't he fantastic?
He's great.
Yeah. He said that before and I just burst out laughing. Because like, you're not wrong.
and
I thought their chemistry was really good.
Yeah, no, it worked quite well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too bad that you get all this kind of like background development and then it's off into Infinity War, basically.
Yeah.
And
I do think that this is... Yes, we have more development there. Basically, Disney was like, fine, we'll give you a stupid Black Widow movie you've asked about it long enough, mm. right? But it is more setting up other minor
yeah.
characters.
And like, big post-credit scene, so that's cool.
You said it might be the most important post-credit scene in a while.
Definitely.
So, watch the post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Scene. Singular.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
This one was set up... There was no mid-credits scene because there was no mid-credits. The visual credits were actually took place, like the full visual credits took place at the beginning of the
film. Yeah, which you don't really see anymore.
As a montage, it told the story mm-hmm. and stuff. Yeah, you don't really see that too much.
But they did
anymore.
That well, I thought.
No,
like
it was fine. I don't know how else you would do it.
Yeah.
With a runtime that's not 3 hours.
Right. I loved it. I thought it was super, super fun. It was everything that you want a summer superhero action movie to be. I totally get what you're saying about stakes.
Yeah.
I was just so happy to see this up on the big screen. It was fun. We watched it in D-Box, and it was quite an adventure.
Yes. There was some pretty violent scenes
mm-hmm.
With the shaking and the wee doo doo doo.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, it was
that
good.
was the chair shaking my brains around.
Oh, okay.
which is fun. It's super fun.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty dark, some of the scenes. Like.
Yeah.
Pretty violent, like, maybe more violent than most Marvel, like, I don't know, Captain America Winter Soldier is the only other
dark,
one
yeah.
that had that kind of tone, like the
right.
spy thriller type of tone.
Right, this one did have moments of absolute laugh-out-loud levity, though.
Oh, sure,
which
yeah.
really balanced nicely. Mm-hmm. Whereas I found the Winter Soldier was... like just darker all around. You know, you had a couple little chuckle moments, but so this one maybe did have those darker moments, but I felt it was balanced a little bit more than leaning towards that. But I was really happy to see it, and it is prompting our topic for this week. So, like we said, top of show, we're going to talk about some badass female characters here. And you told me to come up with a list because I am the female talking.
Yes, well, you're the expert in the subject, so I figured that was probably the way to go.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
and
totally
I
fair.
Can agree with you.
That is a smart man. but we're going to talk about some of these. Before we get into this, though, I found Inside the Magic, which is a website that talks Disney all the time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually came up with a list of the top 7 strongest Disney female characters. And I agree with some of this and not others.
So yeah, this list looks like just animated.
Yes, that's part of it, is I'm not going to talk just animated.
Right.
But this is the one that that they came up with. And this was their order, even. Number 1 strongest, they said, was Moana.
She's pretty strong.
She is.
Yeah.
And then Mulan, Tiana, Merida, Anna, Nani, and Vanellope. So what do you think about their list, first of all?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I would say Elsa more than Anna.
I would not.
I would.
I would say Elsa also belongs on this list, but I think Anna definitely. Okay, especially if you think about both of these.
You're going to have to refresh my memory on Nani. Is that from...
Nani is Lilo and Stitch. That's Lilo's big sister.
Oh, right, right. Okay, yeah.
And I 100% agree with that character.
Yeah, no, she's pretty badass.
Yeah,
sure.
She's like, what's that? Our parents died, so at like age 19, I'm just going to work and support my sister and deal. And the way she deals with Lilo is amazing. You know, like Lilo's upset that Nani loses her job and she like has a sarcastic response for everything. And she understands Lilo on Lilo's level. And yeah, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good list, and Disney has been pretty good after their classic era, finding some badass women to put in their animated films.
Yeah.
Ariel could maybe be on this list. She's like kind of like the bridge between the passive princess and the badass princess.
Yeah, because you'll notice there's no one on here that is even from the Renaissance era.
Mm-hmm.
These are all 2000s.
Right.
Right. Even, like, some people would put Rapunzel on here.
Pocahontas
is on. Okay, so my list includes some of these characters you're talking about. Okay. So let's actually jump to animated, just because we were just talking about that. So your general animated, and I didn't separate Pixar or Disney, I included Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has terrible, terrible moments, but she is the bridge.
Yeah, she makes her plot happen. It doesn't happen to her,
mm-hmm.
which was different.
Yeah.
She makes some bad choices, but...
She's 16 as well.
She's 16, so...
I don't love the idea of I'm going to completely change my life for a man, but at the end of it, it is her choice, and she actually weighs the pros and cons.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm giving that one to her. What I've done for each of these categories is I have a list of ones I really like, and then I picked my favorite.
Okay.
So Ariel's not my favorite, but she definitely deserves a shout-out for being the bridge between traditional princess and, like, hey, I'm doing something.
Right.
Yeah. Also on this list, I did put Moana. She's seriously badass, mm-hmm. and she's awesome. Nani definitely made my list. I actually mentioned her when we were talking in a little summer movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Anna did make my list. Mulan did make my list. Pocahontas definitely made my list. When I was growing up, Pocahontas and Esmeralda, who also made my list, those were probably representing my two, I don't know, but favorite or like really high up on my list, both Hunchback of Notre Dame and Pocahontas. And the reason was, is because you had female characters who did something.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my happy, you know, waltz across the ballroom ending now, but Pocahontas' heartbreaking ending was like so effective to me because she's like, I'm gonna do the right thing even though it makes me sad, and that was like a seriously badass move. Nala from Lion King.
She's definitely way more badass than Simba.
No,
like,
kidding.
Like, way more.
Yeah, I actually like, this was one of the changes they made in the live action, is they gave her a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and I thought they did that well. Like, just a little bit more character. You see her leaving and why she left, and not
It just kind of expands on, it doesn't change her character. Like,
no, just gave her more.
She's like that in the animated, you just don't see it as off screen, basically, right? So
they spelled it out for you.
Yeah.
Meg... Do you know... Oh, you never watched Hercules. We've discussed this. We're going to watch Hercules this summer.
Okay.
Megara, or Meg.
Right.
She is amazing. She's fantastic. And she's super, super snarky, which I really like. And although you have... Actually, the muses in that are really awesome, too. But so she's pretty fantastic. But my choice for most badass Disney animated woman is actually Belle.
Okay.
She might not be like what you would expect as when I say badass female character here, but she does it in the way that is also still true to herself. I don't necessarily buy into the whole, like, little girls shouldn't want to be princesses either.
Yeah.
And she gets her ballroom moment.
She does what she wants, even, like, before the story. She's, like, the village oddball, and she doesn't
because she's
give a crap.
Unique individual. Exactly. So she has no stakes, and she's still, like, true to herself.
Mm-hmm. And she's basically sacrificed herself for her dad.
Exactly.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, she could take the easy way out to, you know, save her father or save... but she's willing to put herself at risk, but not willing to give up principles or morality. But here's the other thing that I think shows a lot of strength of character. When you can admit you're wrong, people suck at that.
Oh, it's absolutely against human nature to admit you're wrong. I know that full well. I don't like to be wrong.
Well, I don't like to be wrong either. And I don't think Belle likes to be wrong, but she admits when she is.
Yeah.
Like, they have a whole song about it, actually.
Yeah.
So
okay, yeah. Interesting.
Who would you pick? And even if you're not like most awesome, but and it might okay. To be fair, I might be slightly biased because I identify with Belle a lot, or at least I want to identify with Belle a lot, and I kind of would see her as being like a role model where yeah, I could waltz across the floor in a ballroom, but also
right
stick to my morals.
Yeah, for me,
and she gets a library
for animated. Animated character badassery, I think it has to be Mulan, based on on a real true story and like just absolutely crazy thing that happened.
Totally.
Apparently. I mean, it happened a long time ago, mm-hmm. so who knows exactly what the true truth is, but right. That's a crazy story.
Yeah, and I totally get that 100%. Yeah, I had a hard time. So, like, Mulan and Pocahontas is also based on legends and everything like that.
Right.
And it's tough when it was, you know, based on an actual person.
Yeah.
So, that was animated. I want to jump up and Star Wars. I mean, Rey is awesome, but there's an obvious most important choice here.
Well, sadly, you don't... Well, you're actually missing someone from Star Wars on
well,
this
oh,
list,
oh, yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, okay. I will mention Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Ahsoka is awesome, but here's the thing. We haven't finished all the Ahsoka stuff.
Sure.
We haven't caught up with the Ahsoka stuff, so that's why she's just not number one on my list right now.
Yeah, but she's not even on your list
well,
at all.
Well, I just remembered her. I just didn't write it down. But she's definitely on my list.
You don't have a lot of choices in the Star Wars universe.
Now she's on my list. I wrote her down.
So, yeah, but, I mean, Leia was the original and is just... awesome
yeah
as a character
she's awesome in every incarnation of her role, whether she's a general, whether she's a princess, no matter what, she's awesome. Padme has some awesome moments, but she's not Rey or Ahsoka, and she's certainly not Leia.
The prequels had writing trouble, so Padme wasn't all she could be.
Exactly. She has moments,
yeah,
and actually Clone Wars helps with that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, definitely, just like anything.
Yep. But she's not Rey.
Anything to do with the sequels or prequels.
Exactly. And she's not Ahsoka, and she's certainly not Leia. Like, Leia has a very special place in my heart. As does Carrie Fisher, quite frankly. Okay, MCU. There are some great ones. Black Widow, obviously. I want to mention Yelena, who we get to hang out with in this movie.
Yeah.
She's actually a really cool character, and I was like, oh, I like her.
And it seems like she's sticking around. Oh, that's kind of a spoiler. Maybe, if she doesn't die.
Good job. Nice cover.
Oh, saved it.
There are, like, action figures out for her. So,
yeah.
We know she's a character. So there's some great ones in Black Panther. I picked Shuri because I just think she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Valkyrie.
And, like, all of the Dora Milaje.
Oh,
are
as a collective group. Of course. I mean, that's... might be the most badass character group, period, in, like, all MCU, not just women here.
Yeah.
Definitely. Valkyrie is awesome. I had to include Captain Marvel, of course.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And my favorite is definitely Scarlet Witch.
I could have guessed that
Wanda is everything. She's fantastic. She is... like a perfect badass female character, because she's like, well, I was gonna say she's allowed to have emotions, like that's part of the whole plot of her character.
Yes. Yes, definitely. The MCU's done really well with female characters.
They really have.
I think the cringy scene in Endgame aside,
oh, I'm gonna talk about that.
It was nice to see all those women, yes, together, whether it made logical plot sense or not.
Yeah.
You also forgot the Wasp.
Oh, no, there's other female characters that are not on this,
yes,
list.
Yeah. I think the Wasp,
like,
is,
the Wasp
is right up there for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like, yeah, that. Yeah? Would you put the Wasp ahead of, just on this list, or would she be, like, number one on your list?
Oh, no. Black Widow's probably number one.
Yeah. If...
Or Gamora.
Oh, Gamora is awesome.
You
missed
her.
Gamora. Gamora's, mm-hmm, awesome. Oh, Gamora's really cool. Not Scarlet Witch cool, but definitely cool. I'm mad at missing Gamora.
Yeah.
I was just doing off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, like, and that's just off the top of my head, right? So, MCU, quite a,
yeah,
few.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
And most of their characters aren't, like, terrible. Like,
yeah,
they usually do a good job with their female,
it's,
characters.
It's not, usually not ham-fisted.
Mm-hmm.
Usually. So, usually. There's the odd slip, but I mean,
I'm gonna talk about some odd slips here.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. But Scarlet Witch is definitely, Scarlet Witch might be the, I no, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Scarlet Witch is the best female character that Disney owns.
Okay, she's got a lot of layers, and
that's why I like.
And
her.
They've done well with, especially,
she's not perfect
with WandaVision now,
yep,
exploring those layers, and like, she's not evil, she's not.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, and
yep,
like, so
that's why I like her.
Yeah, no,
she might end up evil for a while anyway, like who knows, but I like her layers. I like that she's both human and not human. I like all of her motivations. I just 100% like her, and she is the strongest Avenger. Confirmed. Okay, then I actually have a category for villainesses.
Yeah
So some that stood out to me, Maleficent, I don't know. We've talked about the live action ones.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. I actually like the original Maleficent, though. Like you said, like, she didn't get an invite to a child's birthday party, so she curses her, and like, that's pretty rough. The Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus, I really enjoy them.
They're funny.
Yeah, I like them. And Cruella, I like new version of Cruella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the old version is pretty scary.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like a legitimate villain.
Yep, definitely. Now, you can have, like, Evil Witch. Like, there are other villainesses that are... I did see on a couple lists, actually, that from Enchanted, the stepmother in Enchanted actually made the list, which is cool. But there's one winner of this, and it's Ursula, of course.
Yeah, I can get behind that. Ursula's probably one of my favorite Disney villains in general.
I would, exact
so.
Same. We're going to do a villain countdown in October, like for Halloween, and I'm going to be really hard-pressed because Ursula is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, best song, best, like, she's got the sass, she's got everything going for her. She's a great villain, and badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's not underhanded about it.
No,
we've discussed this.
No. I believe we have an episode called Ursula Did Nothing Wrong.
We did. But it's our 90s episode. Or our 80s episode. Ursula Did Nothing Wrong.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she sings a song. Nothing underhanded. She's a straight-up villain. She's awesome.
I'm pretty sure it was Triton's fault. He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
And he should be nicer to the ladies.
So, basically, it's probably the fault of the patriarchy, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down with the patriarchy.
Yeah, with the trident.
Yeah.
And then I actually had just live action. Now, you could include, say, I don't know, Maleficent and the Sanderson sisters in here, but the ones I wanted to mention, Princess Diaries, a lot of people like this one. Anne Hathaway's fantastic in it. You have Dame Julie Andrews in it, which is awesome. Mary Poppins is another great live action badass woman.
Yeah, how is Mary Poppins not on this list?
Again, I was just doing it off the top of my head.
Okay,
and I was like, oh, Mary Poppins, I forgot about her.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, probably because I didn't know whether to put her in live action or animated.
Live action.
Yeah.
She's not
action.
Animated.
Yeah, no. But Mary Poppins definitely goes on this list. Both incarnations of Mary Poppins. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new one.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt again.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
And she's just a badass woman in general.
Well, that's
so.
100% true. So is Dame Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
You gotta remember that Dame in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta.
And so she's the big one for Princess Diaries for me, actually, is because of Julie Andrews' character in there.
Right.
Anne Hathaway, there's, you know, you get your makeover moment and things like that. I don't necessarily like this idea of, you know, change to get whatever, but she does stand up for herself a lot throughout it. And that's kind of the whole premise behind the Princess Diaries, is she can change if she wants to, but she doesn't have to. And yeah, if you want to wear a princess dress, wear a princess dress. If you don't want to wear a princess dress, don't wear a princess dress.
Yes, that's the thing. You should be able to do what you want, yeah. Not what you're forced to do.
Exactly.
Either way.
One way or the other. Yeah. Exactly. But the big one for me that stands out is Elizabeth Swann from Pirates.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Especially in the first one.
Yes.
They went off the rails in general with the Pirates movies after the first one. But in the first one, she is caught up in this, like, weird and wild story, and she's, like, just holds her own the whole time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, makes, like, you know, she has a line about, like, you want no pain?
Mm-hmm.
Try wearing a corset.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, you're gonna mess with me? All right.
Like, yeah, like, she's set up as your typical period piece,
mm-hmm.
corset-wearing lady in damsel in distress type of thing,
yeah.
But she, like, of course, turns that on its head, and
which is perfect.
Yeah, no, it works really well.
Yeah.
I would say Mary Poppins probably more than her, but she's
upset
up there
at that at all. Yeah, I not forgotten about Mary Poppins, I probably would have highlighted that too. Are there any on here that I'm missing overall that you're just like, how did you not think about that?
No, I think I've said the ones that you missed already that mm-hmm. come to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
There
are some people who are going to have issues with a couple of the things I'm about to say.
Okay.
So I have a list here called where it didn't hit the mark for me.
Right.
And mostly that's because I don't like being pandered to.
Mm. Yeah, no, pandering's bad.
Pandering is bad.
And just in general.
Yes, and I've talked about this with that Endgame scene that we've mentioned before when we were talking about that phase in our MCU section. But that is probably the worst moment for me in any of the MCU movies, because I love Endgame, and well, I loved Infinity War too, and you have a girl fight scene in Infinity War, and that was actually really
cool. One worked well.
It made sense.
It made perfect sense.
But the one in Endgame, like, it actually was offensive to me. It took me out of the story, and I was like, wait, what? That doesn't even make sense.
What?
Like, it was such a stupid moment. So definitely didn't hit the mark for me. I do know some girls are like, no, it was fantastic.
You're allowed to like it, but it was pretty jarring from a plot perspective.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't have been a problem, like, Captain Marvel comes up and says, well, she's not alone, right? Like, which is echoing from Infinity War, which was great. You know, if she had just said that, and then in the moving of the gauntlet, you know, you saw the different women and things like that, but they all just come up in this one moment, and I love a good epic moment. Those women had no business being together at the same time.
It was very poor strategic
move. Most of them
had
never met.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very jarring. It took me out of it. And that was, like, the ultimate pandering to me.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Peep in Toy Story 4 bothered me. And I don't dislike Toy Story 4. Hold on. Let me rephrase it. I don't dislike Bo Peep. I disliked her in Toy Story 4 because it was pandering.
Yeah, parts of it were pretty good, but Toy Story 4 was so uneven in plot that it suffered.
Mm-hmm. It wrecked everything.
Yeah. The characters were acting so out of character.
Yeah.
Like, for the entire movie. I thought Forky was going to be annoying and stuff, and he was probably, like, one of the better parts of that movie.
100%.
So.
The big problem I have with Toy Story 4 is actually, like, Woody's character.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, I like Woody in general, but, like, they took all of this character development that happened over the last three movies and threw it out the window,
mm-hmm.
and they use Bo Peep as the catalyst for it, so it ends up actually being kind of insulting, like, oh, there's this awesome, independent female character that is going to completely wreck this man's, like, it's... It's like a bad trope that I was trying to avoid. Anyway, I didn't like it.
It's going to make him turn his back on everything he believes.
Yeah. Which I don't think that, like, I know that wasn't the goal. It was more like she's offering him a way to do this. But because it was such a shift in Woody's perspective, it reflected poorly on Bo Peep, who's like, just living her playground life, man. Like,
yeah, I didn't have as much of a problem with the character of Bo Peep in Toy Story 4 as much as I just had a problem with Toy Story 4.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it, is I had a problem with Toy Story 4 and Bo Peep. I don't think it's the problem with Bo Peep as a character. I have a problem with Bo Peep as a catalyst because her character is this way.
Right.
Yeah. And then almost every... Okay, so this is not... Spider-Man as a story, I know, is not always Disney-owned, but... MJ sometimes is awful. And this is one place where Marvel female characters isn't great. Now, I will say, though, in the new Tom Holland Spider-Man ones, I like MJ. Other versions of Mary Jane are just very damsel in distress.
Which were definitely pre-Disney even being involved in Marvel.
Exactly.
Anyway.
But I just wanted, because it is a character that they now own. But yes, it's not... So that's why it's a tough one, because when Mary Jane was not good, that wasn't under Disney's umbrella.
And it was a long time ago, different time.
But it is that character, or versions of that character.
Right. The thing is, with Spider-Man, if you watch Into the Spider-Verse, which is
awesome.
Not Disney.
No, but it's awesome.
They have a really cool...
Yes, they do.
...female character. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, a couple of them, because it's like multiverse thing, so Dr. Octopus is female.
That's very cool, actually.
And then they have Spider-Girl.
Yes.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yes.
She's
really cool.
Really cool, yeah.
I really like her. If Into the Spider-Verse was Disney, she'd be on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything I'm missing as far as where it didn't hit the mark?
Interesting question. I would say some of the Princess Leia scenes in the sequels.
Yeah.
They had the issue to deal with Carrie Fisher passing away.
Yeah.
In the third one, so I forgive that unevenness for sure.
Right. Right.
But the Last Jedi. They were like saving her for the third one, and because of all that happened, I think. The Last Jedi suffers as well.
Yeah, through it. I forgot someone awesome from Star Wars. Jyn.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Jyn
Erso
is fantastic. She doesn't get much time to shine because it's only one movie,
but it's a great movie.
It is, yeah. It's probably the best Disney Star Wars
movie. I would say definitely.
Yeah. I like The Force Awakens quite a bit
as well. But if I'm watching back-to-back, Rogue One wins in my world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I did like Force Awakens. Okay, so yeah, those Leia moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that answer. For me, the stuff that misses the mark is the stuff that's like trying too hard,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, you can include Sleeping Beauty, you can include Snow White and stuff like that as missing the mark, but it wasn't
trying to
hit the mark.
No. I wouldn't say that wasn't trying to be that was traditional fairy tale storytelling where the woman is
entirely passive.
Damsel in distress, passive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't include that. Maybe certain parts of like Wreck-It Ralph 2, but it also had really good parts.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was trying really hard and sometimes it just like tried a little too hard.
Yep.
But not...
I'd agree with that.
Not entirely. Like, it wasn't...
And it wasn't enough that it stood out and slapped you.
No, I'm just...
For sure.
I'm, like, reaching for straws, I guess.
Yeah, but no, that's true. I agree.
Because the Disney princess scene in Wreck-It Ralph 2 is awesome.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
So, I don't know.
Okay, and here's where Snow White gets a little badass. She wears a t-shirt with a poison apple on it. She literally, like, this thing tried to kill me. I'm going to wear it on my shirt.
Yeah.
Which is
are you kidding? If Snow White was around these days, she would definitely shop at Hot Topic.
It's 100% true. I feel judged. definitely some of those moments. Across the board, like we said, for example, Little Mermaid is great in some ways and not great in others. So nothing's perfect. I do like that Disney's trying.
Yeah, you have to try, and sometimes you're going to cross that pandering line, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd still rather see them making an effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the stupid girl scene, some little girls that was really, really meaningful to them. And I'm like, you know what? Then, okay.
Yeah.
You know, me getting taken out of the fight scene as an adult is, like, secondary to women looking, little girls looking at those women as role models. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so good job, Disney. Keep it up. Do better, but keep it up, and you're on the right track.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so last week we talked summertime movies.
Yes, it is summertime.
Yeah.
And there were movies.
Yeah, that's what we did. And so I asked you some related trivia questions. You did really well, actually.
Not bad.
Yeah, pretty well. So, question number one is I asked you the names of Ursula's eels. This is what you said.
Pain and Ruin or something like, I don't know.
Okay, so this one you didn't do so well on. The eels are named Flotsam and Jetsam.
Yeah, I knew they were a cool name, and that makes sense. It's nautical themed. That's smart. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good name. I really like them. Mm-hmm. And it's question number two. Ving Rhames, I said, is from Lilo and Stitch. What character was based on from a Quentin Tarantino movie? This is what you said.
Pulp Fiction.
With much confidence, that was rightly earned because you were 100% right.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy one.
Well, I thought it was... I mean, it totally makes sense if you think about it, but I just hadn't thought about it. So that was the one that I learned.
Okay.
That's when I was like, oh, I learned something new. That was what it was. Because, of course it was.
Well, I didn't know that it was, like, specifically modeled after that, because, like, Ving Rhames basically plays the same character in every movie, so... Yeah.
But they even went down to, like, where his earring was.
Right, okay, yeah. Cool. Fair enough.
And then question number three you did really well on for a person who says he doesn't know music very well. The character Powerline from a Goofy movie is based on an amalgamation of three characters, and then actually his outfit is based on a different one as well. Of actual musicians. I asked you to name one. This is what you said.
It's kind of like Prince and Michael Jackson.
And you named two correctly of the three, so you got extra bonus points. So
yeah.
Powerline is based on Michael Jackson, Prince, and Bobby Brown.
Right.
And the outfit is based on the yellow hazmat suits that Devo wore.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Basically just like cheesy 80s.
Cheesy 80s pop.
Yeah.
Or early 90s pop. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, good job.
Cool.
Yeah. We're going to do something different now. Back when we were talking about Canada, you did something really cool that I'm totally stealing your idea.
Okay.
Okay. We did a BuzzFeed quiz on which Brother Bear character I was.
Right.
BuzzFeed-esque.
Yeah,
kind of quiz.
Yeah.
So we are going to do a BuzzFeed quiz now.
Okay.
Or rather, you are going to do a BuzzFeed quiz now. Everyone is a combo of three badass Disney women.
Oh, cool.
Here's yours.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
So we're going to find out what combination of three badass Disney women you are.
I'm excited.
Okay, first, how would your friends describe you? Fierce, funny, practical, adventurous, ambitious, or honest?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Funny? Question mark? There's a couple in there, like... honest probably as well, but let's go with funny.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. Which of these underrated Disney movies is your favorite? The Fox and the Hound, The Emperor's New Groove, Treasure Planet, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Chicken Little, or The Sword in the Stone?
Oh, mine's not on
there. No, it's not.
Okay, I just need to look at the list again. Fox and the Hound.
Good choice. Pick a Disney park food. Mickey Pretzel, Dole Whip, Mickey Waffle, Mickey Bar, Turkey Leg, or Churro?
Churro!
I was like, I could just pick that for you. Choose an original Disney character. Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, Donald, or Daisy?
Pluto.
Yeah.
Also my favorite ex-planet.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Which fictional Disney location would you want to take a vacation to?
Oh.
That would be a fun topic for a podcast episode, actually.
That is a good topic for a podcast episode.
Oh, filing that away for later. Okay, Neverland, Arendelle, Zootopia, The Hundred Acre Wood, Wonderland, or Sugar Rush?
Ooh, video game would be fun, but no, it's The Hundred Acre Wood.
Yeah.
That's just the right answer, sorry.
Yeah, that was fair. choose a character to team up with on any adventure. Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc., Edna Mode from The Incredibles. She should have been on my list for awesome badass women.
That's true. I mean, like, Elastigirl.
Yeah, she was on a lot of lists, and I thought she was awesome, but I think Edna's more awesome.
They're both pretty awesome.
I aspire to be Edna. Pascal from Tangled. Mary Poppins from Mary Poppins, Peter from Peter Pan, or Tigger from Winnie the Pooh?
Tigger has a lot of energy. That might be a little too much for me. I want to go on an adventure with Mary Poppins, actually. I think she could take you on some pretty cool adventures.
Yeah, I think so, too. She's not going to, like, get you in trouble, but she's not going to, like, hover. She's going to be good.
Yeah, she's going to let you get into trouble, but not, like, danger trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think that's the right choice there. Yeah. Finally, pick a Disney song. A Whole New World from Aladdin, Let It Go from Frozen, Hakuna Matata from The Lion King, Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan, or I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
There's some excellent songs in here. I don't even know what I'd pick. I have no idea what I'd pick. These are, like, some of the best Disney songs.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to go with A Whole New World because I want to go on a magic carpet ride, so.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, awesome. And I totally forgot about one of these women on my list. Okay. Uh-oh. Jasmine wasn't on our list.
Oh.
Jasmine should totally be on our list. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Jasmine.
Oh, man. That's a bad oversight.
Ariel.
Can we go edit that in? just go back to that part of the episode and go, Jasmine.
Can this episode be called And Jasmine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right, perfect. And like And Peggy?
Yeah, And Peggy.
Okay. Jasmine, Ariel, and Pocahontas. That's your combination. You are genuine, honest, and compassionate. You're someone who is always there for your friends and family. You will sacrifice your own happiness if it means helping those around you.
Huh. Interesting.
Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the circumstances. But yeah, generally, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I thought it was going to be like, Jasmine, Ariel, and Pocahontas, you have magic hair. Like, Ariel's hair is magic, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And Pocahontas. We live in a very windy place. Your hair does not do that in the wind.
No. Yeah. Ariel's hair, in and out of the water, Yeah.
No. And then you have... you're trying to tell me Jasmine's hair didn't get messed up on that magic carpet? I mean, come on. Yeah, magic hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm adding that to the list here
as well.
Okay,
yeah. Well, I do have long flowing locks
now. You really do. It's true. So that was fun.
It was fun.
Apparently you're Jasmine, Ariel, and Pocahontas.
It was, that was the right length of quiz. The one I asked you was a little long, but that's okay.
But then when I watched Brother Bear again, I decided that that's my favorite character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, that worked out. I think that one pegged you quite well. So.
Exactly. Yeah. It's because it's so long.
Yeah.
That about wraps up the episode.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good episode. Yay,
yeah,
women.
Yeah, yay, women.
Women power.
I was even, like, it was actually really hard to come up with that list. And then I was like, oh, should I include, like, the women from Hamilton? Because that's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I was just thinking that when you said Anne Peggy. Yeah.
That's kind of a gray area Disney character. Like, Disney owns that, like, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they own the distribution,
the
rights.
The distribution, but not
it,
the play.
No.
So, like, that's kind of tough. And then I was like, okay, well, I almost was like, well, should we talk about, you know, some great women Imagineers even?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So this was a hard list, and like, I forgot Jasmine. So there are some good ones.
Yeah, well, that's a good problem to have, I guess.
That is a fantastic problem to have. I want to have that problem more.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I forgot anyone else that you're just mad at me for forgetting.
Like Jasmine. Ooh, that's bad.
I know, it's so bad. At least I included Elsa on my list. Elsa wasn't on that other list. But you can contact us to yell at me for forgetting your favorite badass woman. Or if you just want to say hi, you don't have to yell at me. You can contact me for nice reasons, too.
Yelling's more fun, though.
It's true. So that's our show. Thank you to El Mule, who's responsible for our custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find us on social media. Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. We'd love to hear from you. You can find Disney AA episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all of the podcasts.
Podcasts!
You can also listen to our newest episodes on our new YouTube channel, Adventures A. And guess what? We officially have videos now.
Yes!
Well, we have a video right now.
Wow.
And, like, others set, like, scheduled. They'll show up.
Yeah, we've recorded some videos, and they're going to start popping up, so you can, like, watch us.
Exactly. So you can see
if
when,
you want.
Yeah, when Brandon's talking about his long, flowing, luscious locks, you can see what that actually looks like.
Yeah.
So please review our podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, and if you know someone who might like this podcast, be sure to recommend Disney A to them. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and all the radio station apps. You can also listen to sounds and music of Disneyland on Magic of the Mouse Radio. Join us next week. We're going to get mushy.
Ooh, mushy.
Mushy, aww.
I'm not very good at getting mushy.
No. No, you're not. It's fine. It would be weird. It's like, we're going to chat about Disney and weddings because it is going to be our anniversary.
It is going to be our anniversary.
Yeah. We actually had a few Disney elements in at our wedding, and so we're going to kind of talk about those. So,
because not everyone, us mere mortals, cannot afford to actually get married
exactly
at Disney or with right. full meal deal Disney, the pumpkin carriage and all that.
We just swoon over the, well, I just swoon over the Disney fairy tale weddings.
I swoon very little. Yeah, but yes, you've watched the fairy tale weddings on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And there's some cool stuff, like if money was no object,
yeah.
you could maybe convince me to have some stuff like that. But money is an object, and so we incorporated it in our own way.
Exactly, exactly. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about is not full Disney weddings, more Disney elements
yeah.
to bring to...
If you're a Disney super fan and you want to...
Nods to Disney.
Nod
to Disney
yeah.
for weddings. Yeah. So until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Good job. Nice cover.
Oh, saved it.